It's been so long the body of Christ have not walked in this divine help from divine wisdom and divine knowledge and divine understanding. As we bring apostolic government over our help in the body of Christ, may your children come into conviction and confidence that you want them to be a carrier of your help. We praise you this morning as we gather again around your word. We trust the Holy Spirit to help us in the name of the Lord Jesus to bring out the right things and to touch our hearts and mind and our soul in the right way. We give you the glory, honor, and praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, here we are this morning. I have with my table sitting here with juice, with kale, cucumber, asparagus, broccoli, green apple, and a touch of sea salt. You'd have drank three of these a day. Now, the reason I'm so adamant about this is because I believe, just like the Lord said to me, money cometh. He don't operate in the same way all the time. But I believe that through an apostolic calling, he's saying to me, help cometh to the body of Christ. Now, let me make a statement to you this morning, because you're really going to have your traveling clothes on to go into another realm. This is really not my subject, but we can use it. Uncommon, unusual, unstoppable help cometh to the body of Christ. And you'll find out in a few moments why it's uncommon. Uncommon, unusual, unstoppable help cometh to the body of Christ. Now, I'm going to ask a question that I have not heard in my lifetime of ministry. The Lord is now revealing to us the mystery of help. And when we get a revelation of the mystery of help, divine help invades the earth realm. And so it is said in the word of God in Matthew 13, 11, 12, 11, it has given us to know the mystery of the kingdom. We talk a little bit about kingdom help that cometh from God. And every believer have the divine right to walk in kingdom help, no matter what sickness, what disease, what epidemic have broken out, because of the divine substance that God gave us through the blood of Jesus, we have a right to walk in divine health at all times, no matter what's going on. So we are actually health carriers. We have to understand that. We have to embrace God's truth, as we talked about it. Embrace God's eating plan, we talked about it. And embrace an exercising plan. All right, now, so you're going to have to really be ready what we're going to talk about today. I haven't read it in any book, so it's going to be new wine this morning. What happened when we accept the Holy Ghost as our physician? What happened when we accept the Holy Ghost as our doctor? Now, we know that Jesus was the great physician in his own hometown. In Luke 4:23, I think it was, they tried to make mockery. They said this proverb, physician, heal thyself. And what he was making mockery of him, because he's in his own hometown, and nobody there really accepted his ministry. So he got a few minor ailments healed because of unbelief. And so when they say, physician, heal thyself, they were saying, this is your people, this is your hometown, you ought to heal them. But he couldn't heal them because we got to have the element, and I won't do it this way, of hope as an anchor and faith providing the ability to bring manifestation, demonstration, and creation of health in our body. We're just in a divine position. We have not used it as we should. I think we got stuck on healing and healing and healing. And actually, the reason we can say the Holy Ghost is our physician, because Jesus was our great physician, and the Holy Ghost came to take his ministry on to the max. And according to John 14:12, the works that Jesus did, he called us to do, and said greater works we'll do. So actually, when Jesus sent the disciples out, he told them, heal the sick. So we actually should be physician in the kingdom of God, laying hand on people, preaching the gospel like we're doing now, and bringing them into divine help. Now this scripture in Jeremiah 8:22, in the King James Version it reads, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? And then the question is asked, why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? So the Lord want us in health. And the body of Christ now at large is in a place of restoration, a revival, and a recovery of their health. The Amplified Bible said this in Jeremiah 8:22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people restored? And here's what it says at the end of that verse in the Amplified Bible. Because Zion no longer enjoy the presence of the great physician. Because Zion no longer enjoy the presence of the great physician. This morning, you and I will begin to again enjoy the presence of the great physician or the great doctor, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one. You remember in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So God the Father in that voice, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, all three are involved in the great plan of redemption of health. Notice what Jeremiah 8:22 says in the Message Bible. Are there no healing ointment in Gilead? Isn't there a doctor in the house? So why can't something be done to heal and save my dear, dear people? I thought that was powerful, and I want you to hear that. So here we got Jeremiah 8:22. Psalm 107:20 says he sent his word to heal us. Now, the Holy Ghost will use the word of God as medicine. And then we have Acts 10:38. All right. What happened, number one, what happened when every earthly doctor has failed, using up all their resources? Well, we have in Mark 5:25-34, you know, this woman had the issue of blood. She had it many years. She went to many physicians. Instead of getting better, she grew worse. And the woman was in the stage of dying, really, because you just can't keep bleeding. And when she heard about Jesus, she released her faith, laid her hand on the great physician garment, and her faith and the power of the Holy Ghost that was in Jesus' garment made her whole. So there's no incurable, impossible, indescribable, investigating, installing, insecurity, invalid, no more imposters about your health. In other words, there's no incurable disease, there's no impossible, there's no indescribable, there's none investigating won't do it, installing won't do it, insecurity, invalid, all those things are handled by the supernatural right is giving us to walk in divine health. Yes, this woman, after she went all the doctors, she almost spent all she had, and undoubtedly she went to many doctors, and undoubtedly she took many medicine, but yet she was not cured. But when she heard about Jesus, and I think the body of Christ have somewhat beat around the bush, but we have not come to the reality of our divine right to have health. One reason is we concentrate on healing too much, and another reason is, you know, I have to say it, our eating have been perverted. Now, say you start eating right, start doing the right thing. There are some sickness and disease that are stubborn. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Keep doing the right thing. If you keep doing the right thing has to happen. Number two, Jesus was the great physician on earth. Now the Holy Ghost is the great physician carrying out Jesus' plan. I mean, when I heard that, the Lord said to me, take the Holy Ghost as your physician. I mean, all health wisdom, all health understanding, all power with disease is in the Holy Ghost. If I say to the Holy Spirit, which none in the body of Christ probably have never said, Holy Spirit, I accept you as my great physician. What a powerful statement. Now, not taking nothing from Jesus, you understand that? Because when God got ready to work his healing power and bring his health in the earth's realm, and Jesus healed them all, I know even when he's talking about Jesus in Matthew 4:23, he said, all manner of diseases, all manner of sickness, lunatic, demonic, possessed people, he got them delivered. I know how, because of Acts 10:38, and I know what he said in Luke 4:18. So Jesus depended upon the Holy Spirit. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, see? So I know that when Jesus went back to heaven, he told the disciples of things pertaining to the kingdom. I'm a little ahead of myself, but and he told them, don't leave till they receive power. That was the Holy Ghost power that was coming to be the great physician through the disciples in the earth's realm. So listen to this again. Jesus was the great physician on earth. Because if you heal them all was left is health, right? Now the Holy Ghost is the great physician carrying out Jesus' plan. Now I read many books. I never had seen the Holy Ghost in that role of being the great physician in the Lord's place on earth. Never had seen that. And I think what's going to happen now, divine health plans, divine health instruction, divine health illumination, a greater health anointing going to come upon the body of Christ. Because as we acknowledge the Holy Ghost in that place, I believe the Father and the Son will praise and shout hallelujah, because the Holy Ghost was sent to take the place of Jesus' ministry on earth. In Proverbs chapter 17, I said to you that the Holy Spirit, that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, would take the Word of God as medicine. And the first thing you must know, that he's going to use the Word of God as your medicine. Now we already got Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent the Word to heal, his Word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. Here in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, it says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. So, when we praise God, thank God, even though our bodies may be dealing with something, and come to God with a merry heart, it turned into medicine. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Thank you, Lord, I'm blessed. And so the Holy Ghost is the spirit of joy. And he plays joy upon you, joy unspeakable and full of glory, which is one of the kingdom of God attribute there in Romans 14:17. So he'll use the Word of God. He'll use joy coming upon us. to bring us into the realm of divine health. He also, he will use the anointing and power to manifest the health of God in your body. And we know that from Acts 10:38, Luke 4:18, and then in Luke 5, I can't quite recall the verse there, but it says, "And the power of the Lord was present to heal them." The Holy Ghost is the power of the Lord, and he's present to heal you. And once he heals you, since there's no incurable and impossible disease in the presence of the great physician or in the presence of the Holy Ghost as your physician, you are healed. So he will use the anointing to destroy yokes of sickness and disease and destroy the power of the enemy. Now, number five, your prescription from this day forward will be supernaturally prescribed. Know this fact, that the cross of Christ is God's prescribed order of victory in everything that gives the Holy Ghost latitude of ministry. The cross and the Holy Ghost catch hand and begin to minister health to us. But he's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace upon him, and with his stripe we are healed. So the cross of Christ is the prescribed order of victorious health. And it gives the Holy Ghost latitude of movement to do all he has to do to bring health to remain in our body. I think that's so powerful. Once you accept the Holy Spirit as your physician, there will never be again any impossibilities about your health. Never. It's just impossible for the Holy Spirit to fail in healing you. It is impossible for any disease or any sickness to face the Holy Ghost one-on-one and deny the Holy Ghost, God the Holy Ghost, the right in bringing health to God's child. Impossible. So never again, no impossibility about your health. So you can't ever entertain the thought that you're not going to get it. You can never entertain the thought that you don't have it. You have to have it now. I have my health now. You can't go by the numbers. You can't go by the pain. You can't go by diagnosis. But when you get in the spirit realm, you know that there's no incurable, no impossible, no unstoppable way. For this is uncommon and unusual health that you're walking in from this day forward. Jesus was so powerful in his ministry that they knew he was the miracle doctor. If you look again, and I just like reading this scripture, in Matthew, because this make a mockery of sickness and disease, and the master, just what his name is, he's the master of health. Jesus, the Holy Ghost, God the Father, they are the master of health. Jesus' ministry here in Matthew 4:23 tells such a great story. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, the trouble Jesus had in his own hometown, that he only can get a few minor things done, is because he preached and he taught and they didn't respect it. And they didn't get the faith for it. Now this verse 23 is loaded with faith. What he was preaching, what he was teaching. He was teaching Isaiah. He was teaching that he's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. He was teaching the Old Testament what he was going to do. But look how he's preaching and teaching. And then it's the preaching first, the teaching first, then the preaching, and then the healing. See, that order, that divine order. All manner of sickness, all manner of disease among the people. Why? Because the people believed he was the healer. Notice in verse 24, and his fame. See, they begin to tell it. went throughout all Syria. Now, they were giving testimony. Now, you know what Revelation 12, 11 says. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to death. I want to bring, pastors, listen to me. I want to bring Word of Life and all LTMA churches into churches that testify. When something happened glorious that natural understanding can't explain, our people need to write these things up. Be truthful about it. Don't try to exaggerate, but write these things up and bring it to us. For instance, a woman in this church was dealing with a tumor in her body. She was under the teaching. I started teaching about health, and her husband got on the program. And when they cut her open to work on the tumor, they didn't find a tumor. They found a hole. The tumor had been wiped out by the power of God. See, things like that, when people hear preaching, teaching, listen to me, and testimony. See, we cut testimonies out of the church because irreligiously and traditionally, testimonies in the normal setting of a church had become a mockery, a show-off. It wasn't from the heart, and it wasn't to give glory to God. It was man trying to get glory. So apostolically, we who in the LTMA churches have to bring testimonies back, but to the glory of God. So now we see preaching, teaching, and testifying are all great dimension of creating faith and expectation and hope in people to trust the Holy Spirit as their healer and as their physician. So in his family throughout Syria, I mean, they were testifying, you see, and they brought unto him all sick people that were, and they brought people to him, were taken with divers disease and torment, those which were possessed with devils, those that was lunatic, and those that had the palsy, paralyzed, and he healed them. They came with faith, and there followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from the capitals and from Jerusalem, from Judah, and from beyond Jordan. I wonder sometime, that scripture I was trying to find in Luke chapter 5, a lot of people were there, but they didn't say anything about nobody getting healed. Because you have to respect the vessel in order to receive the healing. What that scripture at? Do one of y'all know what that scripture at? Luke 5 what? Luke 5, 17. Luke 5, 17. Look there a minute. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching Jesus that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which was come out of every town of Galilee, Judah, and Jerusalem. Now notice what he said at the end of that verse. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. You need to underline that. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now, faith, it takes faith. It takes you believing, you see. It tells a glorious story here of men who believe and want to get to Jesus. Said, and behold, that 10th verse. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought men to bring him in and to lay him before Jesus. See? And when they could not find by what they might bring him in because of the multitude. Now, let's say something about the multitude here. The multitude will block your healing, will block your health. The multitude, the wide gate, many go through the wide gate, the narrow gate, only few go through the narrow gate. The multitude has lost contact in the church of the power of God. Only a remnant, you remember Gideon's army? Only a remnant will actually believe and receive and live it and walk in it and do whatever it takes to obey God. These boys carrying this lame man had made their mind up, the multitude wasn't going to stop them. That's the very thing that's going to try to stop you, multitude. You remember the spies? Only two kept their faith. The other 10 faded out. The ratio of those who are going to really enjoy the full blessings of God is constantly being given to us in the Bible. Even Jesus had many disciples, and when things got tight, they turned back. Jesus said, will you go away also? So there are those of us who have to get in an army, started with 32,000, ended with 300, and still had the same divine effect and accomplishment that God wanted to accomplish, because the multitude is not going to believe. They just get in the way sometimes. And here we got, you can't let the multitude block you. You can't let what everybody else saying block you. You can't let people tell you about, oh God, you believe that? This is, you can eat this, eat that, eat that. Why the hell everybody sick then? That don't even make sense. That's straight from the pit of hell. We got to fight to obey God to get our bodies right so we can finish our commission on earth. You better hear me. This is clear. This is clear. This is clear. Verse 19 says, and now you know the power of the Lord is present to heal him. But just because the power there, you got to make sure your faith get in his presence. Make sure he can see your faith. Make sure he recognize you will do anything to receive what he wants you to have. Anything you tell, he tell you to do. Anything you can't, you think you need to do, you do it. Suppose, let's look at it opposite of this. Suppose these men would, well, we just can't get to them. Well, you know, everybody else, well, I'm blocked out. No, listen. Anything you desire from God, and you really desire, he always will provide insight to you how to get it. And we have thousands and thousands of Christians been praying about their sickness. We've been praying about sickness since Jesus left. And now the answer comes from Almighty God. Breaking out of the natural realm into the realm of the supernatural is not always promised to be easy because of flesh combat, because of soulish resistance. And so you're going to have the adamant to tear the roof off. Drill that hole in your soul. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop. Here's where we are now. We're on top of the housetop, in the body of Christ, at large. How silly those men look, and how some people on the ground was laughing at them. Oh, you don't have to go through all that. Ah, here we are. You don't have to drink. You don't drink all that. Get you a Coke. Coca-Cola fine, you know. Everybody drinking Coke. You see what I'm saying? Billions of dollars for advertising Coke. Ain't no billions of dollars advertising this. I don't know, kale and cucumber and all this stuff. Which is Genesis 1:29. Make up your mind. What you gonna do? You're gonna have to go on top of the roof. You're going to have to, oh my, carosha, kata, limon, receive, rosa, taik, escape, romangi, take, to escape the grip of religion and denomination and church-going folks. You're going to have to climb on top of the roof and let yourself down by faith in the presence of Jesus and say, I believe you've given me the answer for my help. I didn't know the Lord was going to give me that. They went up on the housetop. So you're being called to the housetop. You're being called and let him down through the tiling with his cart in the midst before Jesus. And you're being called to be let down in a hole that had been drilled by the Holy Ghost by revelation knowledge for you to be a healthy person all the days of your life. Once you taste health in its fullness, you'll never go back. Once you recognize that everything that's been lying to you, that they're more powerful than God, and you got a hold of this thing and went up on that rooftop, got by all those hecklers, all those spectators. You have to escape family members. Jesus couldn't even get his family healed because they neutralized his power by unbelief. And when they, look at verse 20, and when he saw their faith, good God Almighty, and when he saw their faith, let God see your faith. When he saw their faith, he said to them, man, thy sin is forgiven thee. And you know the religious folk are going to start arguing. Now just what happened here, verse 21. When we talk about embracing truth, embracing eating the right food, embracing and keep some type of exercise in your life, here come the holy roller. Here come the pushing, talking in tongues. Got the scriptures written on the hand. You know, got that little, they got this little thing about I'm highly favored, sick as a dog. I'm highly favored. You know, they're gonna come to you with that to try to throw you from walking in the steps of the revelation. Man, I got to get on this housetop. Man, I got to find this hole. Man, I got to go down in the presence of Jesus. Man, I can't pay attention to these religious folk who want to augur the validity of my healing and the validity of my health. You see, they augur that. Look, notice what it said. And the scribes, those are smart people, and Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? But when Jesus perceived, it took a while. Stupidity for Jesus, it took a while. Jesus could catch on to things real quick, but when people were stupid, it took Jesus a while to catch on. He said, and when Jesus perceived. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I run upon people. I can't understand why those people could be so ignorant. Even in the financial message, they know it's anointed. They know that it's explosion. You got thousands of people coming to the altar in the land. What? You know something going on? This is not normal. It's never been in the church before. And I think some of the things that the Lord have me teaching is pioneering apostolically here in hell, you see. Now, he just started giving me revelation on this. I didn't have all this revelation. He started giving me revelation. He said, a multitude going to block you. He said, you're going to have to be willing to go the extra mile. You got to be willing to take a chance. Take a chance of falling. I'll get you back up and go on up on top. I mean, it wasn't easy. You got to build a ladder, a cross in your mind, in your soul, in your understanding, in your wisdom, in your heart. You got to build a ladder. You're going to have Jacob's ladder in your heart. You're going to be attached to Jacob's ladder where the angels can help you. You follow what I'm saying? And the scribe and the Pharisee, there they are. Verse 22, but when Jesus perceived their thought, he hasn't said to them, what reason you in your hearts? Whether it is to say, thy sins be forgiven to thee, or to say, rise up and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sin, he said unto the sick of the palms, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed. They glorified God with filled fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree, strange things are happening in your body right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by this commission that the Lord has given me to the body of Christ, divine, uncommon, unusual, unstoppable health hit each person organ, every organ in your body. The argument is over. The argument of sickness and disease is over. The lawyer of health is on the scene. The doctor of health is on the scene. Wherever you may be now, in your car, at home, at work, in your church, wherever you may be right now, the Holy Ghost, the great physician, begin to operate on you and in you. Every place there any sickness or disease, by the power of the cross and by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, with honor to the blood. We honor the blood, Lord. We honor the blood. We honor the blood, Lord Jesus. We honor the blood with our bodies. We honor your name with our bodies. We honor the kingdom with our bodies right now. The power of the Holy Ghost. Do what? No, you shall live and not die. Glory to God. I said you shall live out your full time on earth. You will not die. You will not be an invalid. You will not carry anything that is incurable from this day forward. I release the anointing of possibility, of health, of healing, of wholeness, of longevity upon you now. Receive that. I don't care what the report is. Who reports you going to believe? If you believe the report of the Lord, Isaiah 53:1, the arm of the Lord be revealed. Now, don't quote it in. We have noticed that even the finger of God can do anything, but in Isaiah, because of giving his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the arm of the Lord be revealed to you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just a few more things, saints. Just a few more things. The Holy Spirit will always tap into the presence of the Lord to hear you. Now I got the voice. Luke 5:17-26. The Holy Spirit will always tap into the presence of the Lord to hear you. Jesus, the healer, the Holy Spirit, the healer, the believer is a healer, you see. Because the Holy Spirit says there might be some skepticism about the Holy Spirit being the healer. He says, what if I tell you, you're a healer? He told, when he sent the disciples out, notice in Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out. Now notice what he did, not to pray for them, not to pray for them. He said, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. But my God, that's John 14:12. The works that I do, he gave us the same. Just like he was doing in Matthew 4:23, he commissioned us. How can we do it if we all sick? That's the devil's plan. The devil's plan is to keep us sick. And one of his major ways, the church always have united sickness with just sin. Sin always is involved. But here, what the Lord is revealing us to this Baptist preacher, us, we got the Holy Ghost and we dancing and we casting out devils and the gifts of the Spirit. Just eat right. That came to a Baptist preacher. Might not be filled with the Holy Ghost. Just eat right. At the age of 42, he had cancer. His mama died with cancer. At the age of 42, he decided to go another route. Came up with his other wild preacher. He told him to drink plenty of carrot juice and then changed his diet of eating. He did it. In so many months, the cancer dissipated. Why you think that girl had a hole in her body? That cancer left. It dissipated. That's what? Left a hole. Now that's two times my ministry, holes I dealt with holes. As a hole in her body, the Lord had fulfilled it. Then the woman with the crown, a brain tumor, and then a hole in her crown. She's alive, and the thing dancing around there. We prayed for her. I told her, call the doctor, and she was just wild enough to do it. And the insurance company started coughing. She said, no, I'll pay for it. The man of God said, check it again. I want to check. When they checked, tumor gone, hole closed. 30 years ago, she was sitting in church Sunday morning. 30 years ago, she said in church, and not that the Lord don't heal her, to keep your health. How to keep your health, you see. Oh, my God. My God. That is so powerful. That's so powerful. Not only that one time. Notice again in Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick. How plain can you get? Heal the sick. What happened when you heal the sick? What happened after you heal the sick? What happened when you, after you heal the sick? Health. Make my people healthy. Heal the sick. Cleanse the leper. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely give. You know none of us are supposed to be sick. As believers, it's religion has made us sick without revelation. We're behind, but we're catching up. Luke 9:2. Look at Luke 9:2. I mean, over and over again, the Lord make it clear. I got excited. Last night I wrote some notes. This morning the Lord began to talk to me. He said, well, I said, I'm going to call him. I'm going online today, so I might come on any time. I'm just moving as the Holy Ghost lead me to move. In Luke 9:2, 9:1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils. Hallelujah. Know what we say? You see? You look at that? You read? You see? To what? Woo! You see that? We got the power to cure diseases. We ain't got the power. Now, notice he didn't say carry diseases. See, we got it back. We carrying diseases. No, he told us cure diseases. I mean, undoubtedly, if he tell us cure diseases, he know that we're not going to be a disease carrier. Huh? Look what he said. Then called his 12 disciples together and gave them power. And gave them power and authority. Oh, my God. Power and authority over all devils. And to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Oh, my goodness. One more scripture here. Let's pause here a minute. Just shout right here. Luke 10:9. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, oh man, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. You see, the kingdom of God, whenever the kingdom of God, guess where the kingdom of God is? In you. The kingdom of God is in you, not nigh you, is in you. It's the kingdom of health. If you yield to the kingdom of health, you will be healthy. That's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Listen very carefully. Attacks and accusation by the enemy stopped in your life today, according to Revelation 12. I know I wrote the wrong verse down here. Revelation 12. Hallelujah. We're almost through. Hallelujah. Revelation 12 and 10. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, good God Almighty, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Now sickness and disease is an accusation against God and against the blood of Jesus, against the cross. I'm not carrying no accusation against God. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Now in Acts 1:3, Jesus, before he left, he wanted to give them an account and an understanding of the kingdom. He taught them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. I'm going to wrap it up now. He talked to them things pertaining to the kingdom of God there in Acts 1:3. And this is between his resurrection and his ascension, his last moment. He also gave them the divine assurance of power in Acts 1:4 and Acts 1:8. He give them the divine assurance of power. But you receive, don't leave it out, he said, but you receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You should be witnessing. Now, the witnessing part, I hear it, Holy Spirit. The witnessing part is not just you can be saved, but you can be healthy also. Because it's paid for, all right? The ascension, which fully activated the power of the resurrection, then Acts 1:9, fully activated the power of the resurrection for your health, for your healing health. And then we go on to being on one accord, release the Holy Ghost and power. Acts 2:4, it released the Holy Ghost and power. And then Luke 10:19 tell us, ahead of time, operating in a new authority. Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power, tread upon serpent, scorpion, the power of the enemy. That authority, when that resurrecting power was released, that new authority was released in the Holy Ghost. Functioning in a new anointing. New baller. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, had a new baller. New wine. Acts 2:13, Matthew 9:17, Mark 2:22, Luke 5:37-39. Acts 2:13, Acts 2:13, Matthew 9:17, read the scripture. Mark 2:22, Luke 5:37-39. Functioning in a new anointing, new bottle, new wine, let me ask you a minute, new boldness, because you're carrying that new wine. You're intoxicated with victory. When you drink that new wine, you drink the word of God, drink, you're intoxicated. So and then now we're talking about accelerated healing and health begins to prevail. Let me see. I'm going to try to get all this out. If you don't get it out, you don't have nothing room for something else to come. We must take supernatural medicine every day, which is the word of God, and eat supernatural food. And that's the diet that God provided for us. Shutting sickness and disease down at the root. Mark 11:22, when Jesus cursed that fig tree. I was talking to my youngest son, Darnell, about this. I was sitting on the bench in the yard and he came, and you know when they come to me, I start kicking the word off. And I told him, at this point with revelation of the proper type of live food to send to our fearfully, wonderfully, marvelously made cells, we shut sickness disease down at the root. Actually, the world deal with symptoms. They never go to the root. They never go to what caused this to happen to your body. How you got in the ditch? If God made me fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous is his word, how did my body get sick? By eating the world's diet and by letting the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life cause you not even to want to fight here. You just want to lay down and take medicine and be sick. That's the problem. Most people, they're too lazy to fight. You got to fight if you want to have what God wants you to have, because that enemy going to rob you. Curse it at the root. I'm telling you, if you do the thing, we're cursing at the root. By not just dealing with the symptom, but dealing with the solution. Amen. Let's see. If your body is not put in the position to produce, Jesus will have to let it be cut down. You remember that tree? I don't have to text you, look it up. That tree. Jesus said, why don't I have it? And he said, the man plead for the tree. He said, if it don't produce, I had to cut it down. And so, you say, how are you going to be cut down? Don't worry, Satan will cut it down. Satan will cut your life off. I'm reading the paper. Boy, 46 died. Larry will tell me that. Another one, 56. 57 died from some sickness or disease. And then it's Christian. They got cross around their neck. You know what I'm saying? Bible marked up. Using the term blessed and highly favored. You can't be blessed and highly favored and sick too. Let the favor flow. Let the favor flow. Here, my friend, you can mess around with the system. You can mess around with substitute. Or you can enjoy the real supply of help. Hallelujah. Now listen quickly, quickly before I praise God about this meeting. What happened when you accept the Holy Ghost as your physician? What happened when every earthly doctor had failed, using up all his resources? Jesus, heaven physician, can take over the case and heal the sick. Jesus was the greatest physician on earth. Now the Holy Spirit is the great physician carrying out Jesus' plan. The first thing we must know that he's going to use the word of God as your medicine. He will use the anointing and power to manifest the health of God in your body. Your prescription will be supernaturally prescribed. Knowing that the cross of Christ is God's prescribed order of victory in everything that gives the Holy Ghost latitude of ministry. There will never be again any impossibility about your health. Jesus was so powerful in his ministry that they knew he was the miracle doctor. The Holy Spirit will always tap into the presence of the Lord to heal you. Jesus, the healer, the Holy Spirit, the healer, the believer is the healer. Study that. Listen very carefully. Attacks and accusation by the enemy stops in your life today. Account and understanding of the kingdom must be tapped into. The assurance of power must be tapped into there in Acts 1, 4, and 8. I didn't call you the scriptures out, but you get it. The ascension was fully activated the power of the resurrection, Acts 1, 9. Being on one accord, released the Holy Ghost in power, Acts 2 and 4. Operating in a new divine ability and authority, who am I? Luke 10, 19. Functioning in a new anointing, new bottle, new wine, Acts 2:13, Matthew 9:17, Mark 2:22, Luke 5:37-39, I declare and decree accelerated healing and health cometh to your house today. Father, we thank you. We praise you now. Glory to God. We praise your victory that you give us in the cross. We praise the victory of the resurrection. We praise the victory of the ascension. We praise the victory of the seated position that Christ in now. We praise the victory that we have a name that is above every name. We praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We praise you that your divine will be imparted in every life under the sound of my voice. We praise you that the kingdom of God is within us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. We praise you for in him we live and move and have our being. We praise you because we need your presence in every step we take. We praise you for these health seminars. We praise you for the wisdom of your people to be tuned in to hear direction from the Holy Ghost. We thank you there's a move all over the world in the body of Christ by divine help. Pastors and prophet, evangelists, and teachers will catch on apostolically. We praise you that all the churches of LTMA is moving in a new dimension of health and wealth. We praise you and we thank you. Everybody connected, this is contagious. Everybody connected will begin to receive. Health is released all over the body of Christ now in Jesus' name.